Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I do appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about something that INFJs do particularly that confuses everyone around us. In fact, I think it confuses me as well. As an INFJ, I sit there thinking, why am I doing this? What is exactly going on with me? And I think that's one of the confusion that, you know, I've been trying to, that's one of the reasons I think, the confused state that I would get into. That's one of the reasons I started analyzing myself so much and why I've been analyzing myself for so long. Is because I would sit there and other people around me would be confused by my behavior. And I'd be like, well, yeah, okay, other people are confused. But I myself would spend hours thinking, what am I doing? Why am I like this? It doesn't make any sense to me. What exactly is causing my behavior to be like this? And that's the reason I think I have all these videos on it, because literally I've been analyzing myself for decades now, my entire life. Well, probably 2 decades since I was in my 20s or late teens. And so the behavior is that, and I notice this even now I do this, but now I know why I do it, so it's a little bit better. But what happens in the INFJs is that we really fluctuate, our behavior really fluctuates based on our energy levels, right? And so we might be around someone that we love and we love hanging out with them and they're great and they're our best friends, or there are family members that we really admire and want to be around, or there, I'm sure there's a couple of people like that in your life, if not more. And so, you know, you're hanging out with them and you're hanging out with them and you're hanging out with them, and you know, you're powerful and you're great and you're beautiful and you're on point and your conversation's going and you're cool and you're warm, you know, and you're really being a true human being, if you want to say. A real human being. And so you're in that mode and all of a sudden your battery shuts down, or your battery goes to below 90% or below 10%. And you've depleted yourself, really, because you didn't realize you were having so much fun and everything is cool and you're just like in the zone and you're having a great conversation. And suddenly you realize, oh boy, I wasn't paying attention to my energy levels, and all of a sudden now I am depleted. And instantaneously, in that moment in time, you go from being this warm, loving, kind human being to being the coldest, coldest person on this planet. Yeah. You're like literally going from the Sahara to the Arctic. That's literally how the transition happens. And it happens in a second, because all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I don't think I can do this anymore. I need to escape. I need to run away. I need to go into my cave. And so you do that transition, and you know, yourself, perhaps you realize why you're doing that transition. Inside yourself, you're like, all right, I'm tired. I need to go now. But usually INFJs don't explain this transition to other people around them. Obviously, you know, we're basically barely able to understand ourselves. How are we going to understand or explain this to other people? And also we have this fear of sharing ourselves. So we go from these warm human being warm to being cold in an instant. And this person in front of us has no idea what happened. All of a sudden you're having a great conversation, and all of a sudden you are this cold person who wants to run away from them. And perhaps they start thinking, well, did I do something wrong? Probably I did something wrong. I mean, she was fine a moment ago. I must have said something wrong. But what did I say? I have no idea. It seemed like I didn't say anything wrong, but obviously I did say something wrong. I did trigger them, or it made them feel bad because they're cold now and they're rushing out of here like a bandicoot out of hell. And then they go, and you go, and you go off into your own world, and you're fine because you're like, well, I'm taking care of myself. But this other person sitting there in front of you and alone now is thinking, okay, what happened? In a whirlwind of motion, you've left them, and they're just sitting there wondering, what did they do wrong? Yeah. And I think this kind of switch happens quite often for us, especially if we don't really pay attention to our energy levels. Now, I'm trying very, very much to be careful about my energy levels. So if I feel depleted, I really try as much as possible to leave. Yeah. But in a way that I'm not like really saying, oh, I hate you, I'm leaving now. But in a way where I'm like, I feel really tired all of a sudden, or, you know, I'm just exhausted all of a sudden. I feel drained. So I'm going to see you next time around. I really have to go home and recharge. Yeah. I'll really try to say these words out loud, because then, you know, the other person's confused. And I really don't want to leave them like that, because I do love them. They're important to me. They're my friend or family or whoever it is. I would like them to know what's going on with them. And so I will give this brief spiel and run away. Now, a lot of people in my life are used to me doing this. Literally, all of the people in my life are used to me doing this. And they know, like, when I switch off like that, it's because I'm hungry. That does a lot. That if I get hungry, I always switch off. Or because I'm tired. Those are really the only two reasons why I would go into this cold, miserable mode. Yeah, and everyone around me knows that. My sister actually told me, she's like, you're the most easygoing person on this planet. You never get bothered by anything. She's like, I sit here and I get bothered by this and that and this, and you're just sitting there calm and cool like a cucumber, not feeling bothered by anything, except, she said, except when you're hungry or tired, then all bets are off and that's it. You just become this person that is just angry and cold and aloof, and it's just such a switch. And she's INTJ, yeah, so I mean, also I spent a lot of time with my sister. She knows me very well. And so I'm grateful that usually I'm an easygoing person. Thankfully, that is good. That's a good thing that I'm portraying. But I do realize that I really don't like getting hungry or tired, because I know that I turn into this crazy person, literally the coldest person on this planet. And I don't want to get there. Now, I'm sharing this with you guys because you probably have the switch that you do as well. And a lot of people are probably around you confused at this Jekyll and Hyde persona that you're giving out to them, right? Because you're basically like, I'm a great person, I love you, I'm warm, and I'm charming, and I want to be friends with you, and they love you for that. And all of a sudden you switch to this crazy, angry, evil person, and they're like, okay, what happened there? I'm confused, right? Now, I know a lot of you have a hard time saying these words out loud to someone else, saying, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I need time off from you, or I need to take some regeneration time, rejuvenation time, things like that. It's very hard for you to say that. But really, if you want your relationships to keep on going in harmony, and that's something, obviously, it's a big value system for us as an INFJ. We like harmony, we hate disharmony. And so if you want harmony in your relationships, really one of the best things you can do is be more communicative. I've said this a billion times before, and it's funny because I repeat myself over and over again, because really, that's it. That's really it. Every non-INFJ who messages me saying, I don't know what's going on with my INFJ. Basically, the same thing happening in every relationship with an INFJ. We're not communicative enough, and the other person's sitting there confused, so much so that they have to message a random person on the internet, me, to ask me what's going on with my INFJ. And I think to myself, how much desperation is going on here that you have to message me, a random, completely random person on the internet, to ask me, what do you think is going on with the INFJ? I am so confused. So I really do, I'm not saying that this is a negative thing necessarily. We do take care of ourselves, and that's a good thing. But it really, as I said, confuses people and perhaps also breaks relationships, because the other person might be like, I'm tired of this. I don't know who this person is anymore. Sometimes they're nice, sometimes they're mean, and I don't want to deal with this anymore, right? And in this manner, we also isolate ourselves as INFJs. And so a lot of times we could be in great relationships, but because we go into this cold, hot mode, we isolate ourselves because people run away from that. Yeah, they rush away from it, which makes sense to me. I wouldn't want to be around someone who's playing the Jekyll role sometimes, or the Hyde role sometimes, going back and forth like a crazy person. And so first of all, obviously take care of yourself, you know, take care of your energy levels, eat enough food, get enough sleep, drink enough water, basic essence of life. Please take care of that. But also, if you go into sudden modes where you're like, I've done too much today and I'm tired, oh my God, I need to get back to my cave, explain yourself to this other person sitting in front of you, right? Minimal explanation is fine. You don't have to give your whole life history here. But just tell them, be honest, I'm tired. I'm so tired all of a sudden. I don't know what hit me suddenly, but I'm so exhausted. You know, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to go now. And that's it. Even that little bit of explanation would really help with your relationship and help that other person not feel so sad and desperate that they, you know, message random people on the internet asking about you, because they'll understand, oh, she's just tired, that's it, okay, that's fine, she doesn't hate me, or she doesn't want to be, she's not running away from me, or she's fine with me still, it's just okay, she's just tired. Yeah, for the longest time my INTJ sister also would say to me, you know, I used to think that you hated me all of a sudden because you'd run out of there or become this cold person. And I really felt sad when I heard that. You know, I did not want her to feel that way, because I love her. You know, I love all the people that I love in my life. I really do love them. For them to feel that way because of some random tiredness or some hunger feels like such a terrible thing to do to someone else, right? And so I do recommend that you try and be a little bit more communicative. I'm not saying give your whole life history or tell them what happened to you at the age of 3, 5, 6, but just tell them you're tired. Yeah, it's very easy to do. Once you start doing it, it actually becomes commonplace and becomes something that you can say very easily without feeling like they're going to hate you for it. In fact, it's the opposite. They'll love you for it because they understand you better, and they won't feel sad or confused, which will again improve your relationship with them. Okay? So I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions about this, comment below and I shall do a follow-up video. And of course, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can go to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.